the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The Justice Department released part one of its report overnight on Special Counsel Jack Smith's investigation into President-elect Trump and his alleged interference in the 2020 election.
Attorney General Merrick Garland waited until midnight Eastern time when the court order blocking release from federal judge Eileen Cannon expired. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
What this report is a detailed outline of the charges that would have been brought against Donald Trump, including conspiracy to defraud the United States, obstruction, and conspiracy against rights.
Trump responded immediately, calling the report fake and Jack Smith deranged. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
The Justice Department has also released the special counsel's report on criminal allegations against Hunter Biden. David Weiss defended his investigation and criticized President Biden for pardoning his son. Weiss says the charges embody, quote, the equal application of justice, no matter who you are or what your last name is. The first confirmation hearing gets underway in the Senate this morning for President-elect Trump's cabinet picks. First up, his controversial choice for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, military consultant Jeff McCausland.
I think it'll be very contentious, but it sadly will divide along party lines. So this should hardly be a loyalty vote on the part of Republicans. I mean, opponents, and mostly those will be Democrats, are very concerned by suggestions that Hegseth has made his time, such as removing women from combat roles in the U.S. military.
In Southern California, firefighting helicopters dropping retardant on fire-ravaged Altadena as crews brace for a new round of powerful Santa Ana winds. Correspondent Tom Hansen is in L.A.
Today, we are looking at severe, dangerous weather conditions, including those alarming wind gusts that we saw last week as well. You know, in the forecast, we're seeing the wind could reach up to 70 miles an hour.
A new fire exploded in size north of L.A. in Ventura County overnight, forcing evacuations. The Rams cruised to a playoff win over the Vikings. Was moved from L.A. to Arizona because of the wildfires.
Under 20 to go. Wide open. Allen touchdown.
Score 27-9 on ESPN. L.A. faces the Eagles in the next round. Thousands of people who were duped into buying fake face masks billed as N95s during the pandemic are getting refunds. CBS's Chanel Call.
The FTC is sending out more than $1 million, around $150 per person in checks or PayPal payments in the coming days.
S&P futures are up 31. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The referendum notice from Racine Unified says more money is needed because state funding fell. There is also the matter of declining enrollment. The Racine Unified School Board last night approved a $190 million referendum for the April 1st ballot. The district says they're aiming to address funding shortfalls and to maintain educational quality. If passed, the five-year referendum would prevent program cuts, support teacher retention, and enhance school safety and security. It would add about $70 in taxes on a home valued at $200,000. It'll be 40 by Friday. However, for now, it's sub-zero wind chills and warnings about frostbite. Warming centers are still running in area community centers, libraries, and some businesses. To find the closest to you, call 211. Below zero wind chills will hang around through tomorrow with a turn Thursday. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. And Mount Pleasant is trying to be a good neighbor in one respect. The Mount Pleasant Tourism Commission last year sent just over $92,000 to organizers of some of the biggest events in Racine County. Those benefiting include the Racine Zoo, Waterford Balloon Fest, and Salmonorama. The tourism folks say the effort was aimed at boosting visitor numbers and local economic growth. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A milestone for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, after a string of conference wins, Wisconsin is back in the nation's top 25, ranked 24th this week. The Badgers host Ohio State tonight in Madison. And if they win, it'll be Greg Gard's 200th career win as head coach. Gard has helped players improve their game like forward Steven Crowell.
Steve is best when he's aggressive. And I think the last four games, we've tweaked how we sub him in and out a little bit. I think it's helped him, but he knows an aggressive Steve is the best Steve.
NBA, the Bucks are in action tonight at Fiserv Forum. They host the Sacramento Kings. NFL, Packers players cleaning out their lockers now that the season is over after losing to the Eagles Sunday night. The Bears have requested to interview Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich for their head coaching job. They also plan to meet with Mike McCarthy, who was not renewed by the Dallas Cowboys. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is cold out there again this morning with a wind chill hovering between minus 10 and minus 15. And we're going to keep that wind chill hovering either side of zero for a good chunk of the day. Sunshine, actual high 16 today, clear tonight, 4 above tomorrow. Sunny with a high of 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 13.
Hello, New York! It's great to be here. I'm a Jersey girl myself. I grew up there as a latchkey kid. You guys know what that is? It's like a legal term for neglect. Only when I was growing up, we didn't have all these things like the beepers and the cell phones and the answering machines. I was my parents' answering machine. Hello? No, I'm sorry, my mom isn't here right now. I mean, she's in the shower. This was our elaborate security system. When will she be out of the shower? Around 11:30. She's very dirty.
In the streets, Martha and the Vandellas. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN at 6:09. I'm Don Rosen. Want to thank you for joining me here today. Who knew that snow was coming? I didn't hear that in the forecast yesterday. We have a dusting of snow, a little bit more than a dusting, but just so you're aware, when you wake up, you got to
not going to dust off your car this morning. Hey, coming up later on today, we've got tickets to give away to Over the River and Through the Woods, the latest production at the Racine Theater Guild. You want to win tickets? Keep it right here. We'll tell you how you can win in just a few minutes here at WRJN. We're at 6:09. Does he love me? I want to know. How can I tell if he loves me so? Is it in his eyes? Oh, no, you'll be deceived. Is it in his eyes? Oh, no, he'll make believe if you want to know. If he loves you so, it's in his kiss. That's where it is. Oh, yeah. Or is it in his face? Oh, no, it's just his charm. In his one embrace. Oh, no, that's just his arm. If you want to know. If he loves you so, it's in his kiss. That's where it is. Oh, it's in his kiss. With the Shoop Shoop song. Local news, Tamla Sits, WRJN. Looking for a sunny day today. Becoming sunny, believe it or not. Highs near 17. Clear tonight. Lows around 3 degrees. We can get that out. 3 degrees. And sunny tomorrow. Highs near 33 in the 40s by Friday. Yeah, that sounds good, huh? Currently a little bit of light snow around. 12 degrees here at Radio Park. You know, every neighborhood has at least one house where the holiday decorations linger a little longer than everybody else. But maybe that's no big deal. According to this new survey, the date when holiday decorations should be taken down is January 16th. That's 2 days from now. But 45% of people say there shouldn't be a deadline. Might even be cool to leave the holiday decor up all year long. But you know what the problem is? It wouldn't be special if it was up all year. The reason it's special is right around Thanksgiving, the lights come on. Oh, yeah. But if it was up all year, it wouldn't, you know, you wouldn't, you know, think anything of it. All right. Hold on a second here. Hold on. I want to hear the whole song. I don't want to just hear the beginning of the song. Let's hear the whole song. Here's Bobby Goldsboro. Little Things, 6:13, local news, Tamla's hits. Only here at WRJN.
Little things that you do make me glad I'm in love with you. Little things that you say make me glad that I feel this way. The way you smile, the way you hold my hand, and when I'm down, you always understand. You know I love those little things in my ear that you say when there's no one near. Little things that you do let me know that your love is true. When we walk, you like to hold my hand, and when we talk, you tell me I'm your man. You know I love those little things that I hear, the little things you whisper in my ear. I know there ain't nobody else like you. No one could do the little things you do. Little things that you do.
with you. Little things that you say make me glad that I feel this way. When we walk, you like to hold my hand, and when we talk, you tell me I'm your man. You know
go, Bobby Goldsboro, Little Things. He had so many hit songs. Remember Honey, Summer? A lot of big hit songs from that guy, Bobby Goldsboro. It's 6:15, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. You know, if your New Year's resolution was to finally give up on the dating app rat race and enjoy the single life, well, maybe you should. But apparently single life is now falling out of style. According to new data, the share of unpartnered adults has declined for the first time in about 20 years. 42% of adults were unpartnered in 2023. That's down from a peak of 44% in 2019. People are getting together again. It's 6:16, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Time for Pete.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The show must go on. Despite wildfires continuing to burn, production will start up again in Los Angeles. After being put on hold last week, Variety reports that shows like Jimmy Kimmel Live, NCIS Origins, and The Neighborhood will resume production. Other shows like Hacks, Suits LA, Ted, and Amazon's Fallout have not resumed production after being affected last week. Hollywood continues to rally around the victims of the LA fires. The latest organization to donate money is the Screen Actors Guild and American Federation of TV and Radio Artists. SAG-AFTRA had closed its offices due to the fires, which started January 7th. The union also postponed its in-person award nominating ceremony. SAG-AFTRA president, actress Fran Drescher, offered support to victims and those who have lost their homes and announced her union would donate $1 million to victims through the SAG-AFTRA Foundation. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a traffic note from our newsroom. Stewart J. Waddles reporting that I-94 northbound in Kenosha County is closed. It slows down on southbound lanes as well. We'll get an update on that. I-94 northbound in Kenosha County is closed. More updates from Stewart J. Waddles coming up a little later on.
Begin your day with a special treat from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team crafts delightful donuts, muffins, and pastries, all bursting with fresh fruit and flavor. Plus, indulge in the new mini dessert cups, perfectly sized for a quick bite. Mix and match flavors like cookies and cream, cherry cheesecake, and Mississippi mud pie. Whether you're sweetening your morning or needing an afternoon treat, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
When you're in the thick of a project, Harbor Freight is the place that always comes in handy. Whether you're picking up something for your pickup truck or a power tool for your project, at Harbor Freight, your dollar always goes further. And these days, when everything seems to cost more, you can take pride in knowing that you get hardworking tools at hardworking prices. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk! Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
And the sign said, long-haired freaky people need not apply. So I tucked my hair up under my hat, and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, upstanding young man. I think you do. So I took off my hat, I said, imagine that. Me working for you. Shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner. Membership card to get inside.
Electrical band Signs. Local news, Tamla's hits at WRJN. A traffic note from Stuart J. Waddles in our news center. I-94 northbound in Kenosha County is closed. I-94 northbound in Kenosha County is closed. Slowdowns on southbound lanes as well. We'll have updates as we get them. Well, is your spouse a cheater? Let's find out. In a new poll of vegetarians and vegans, 38% admit they had cheat meals with meat. Vegetarians more likely to admit that they are vegans. And, oh, well, if it matters, the poll was conducted by a beef company. So, is your spouse a cheater? Well.
You broke my heart because I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down. Watch me now.
to the Contours, Do You Love Me? Just repeating that traffic note from Stuart J. Waddles in our news center this morning. I-94 northbound in Kenosha County closed. Slowdowns on southbound lanes as well. I don't have the particulars on why, but I'm sure Stuart will get that to me. All right. Arby's running a promo to help people keep their New Year's resolution to eat healthy. If you order a salad with dressing, you'll get a double beef and cheddar sandwich. They're only doing it at 5 locations, though. I don't know if I missed something here or not. This is a story about eating healthy. Double beef and cheddar? I mean, they're delicious, don't get me wrong, but healthy?
All the world, all the sound, is it asleep? People everywhere just want to be free. Listen, please listen, that's the way it should be. Peace in the valley, people got to be free. You should see.
Free Rascals, local news and Tamla's hits at 6:30. A traffic note from Stuart J. Waddles in our news center. I-94 northbound in Kenosha County is closed. Slowdowns on southbound lanes as well. We'll have updates as soon as we can get them to you. Here's some insane news this morning. A man in Tennessee is facing charges after he opened fire on a family that was sledding in the snow, claiming they were on his property. Just to be clear, the cops said they were not on his property. A female housekeeper in Florida facing felony charges. She assaulted an elderly woman who refused to give her a $500 Christmas bonus. And a Florida sheriff's deputy is resigning from his job after he crashed into a civilian's car. While driving, he was watching porn on his cell phone. Oh, no, nothing good happens in there. It's 6:31 local news, Channel's Hits. Let's see what's going on in our news this morning. And here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Voters in the Racine Unified School District will have a big money question on the April ballot. RUSD officials say that in response to state funding inadequacies, they moved forward a $190 million referendum for the April 1st ballot. The district will be asking for a 5-year measure aimed at retaining educators and bolstering school security. District officials quickly had a website up last night after the board made a vote. Kenosha Unified voters will have a similar referendum on their February ballot. The severe cold snap led to a cold weather warning.
The new classification from the National Weather Service was in effect overnight for wind chills 20 below. It's a little bit better today, however, it's still below zero with the chill. Warming centers are still running in area community centers, libraries, and some businesses. To find the closest to you, call 211. Believe it or not, it'll be 40 by Friday with a chance of rain. The latest coming up in the forecast. There are some streets that aren't going to be fully cleared. People in Racine and Kenosha are voicing frustration online about snow still impacting neighborhood roads. Officials say the issue is about two factors. One is the extreme cold follow-up to the almost 5 inches that came down in some places. The other issue is that each city doesn't say every road will get down to the concrete. DPW in both places have a budget, and that only allows for bare pavement to be exposed on the major roads. Mother Nature will join the melting effort with a warm-up later this week. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
New research out shows that 2025 could be the year for cheese. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. What is it about cheese that's drawing such attention? I've got the information next.
Did you know soybean diseases like white mold and sudden death syndrome can survive in your soil even after rotating crops? Prevention of these diseases is a constant battle, and yield loss from an infection can be devastating. The right management plan makes all the difference. Keep your beans safe this spring with Heads Up Seed Treatment. Heads Up guards your seed from both white mold and SDS. Stay protected and profitable by asking your seed dealer for Heads Up. Learn more at headsupst.com.
Veltima fungicide out-yields the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre. But you've never been average. The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Beat your own record. Get every bushel you deserve. And make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Rachel Kerr, Vice President of Brand Marketing for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, says new research that they're sharing shows consumers are looking for cheese in 2025. Cheese with a flair.
You know, people are still desiring kind of that global influence, right? They're looking for big flavors, and you can find that in a variety of dairy products and Wisconsin cheeses. They're also looking to, on that same note, not just look for global flavors, but trying to taste and experience like global cultures and flavors, and they can do that through cheese. You know, we have great heritage in the state. We have cheesemakers who've brought their traditions from all over the world. We have farmers that are producing the very best quality milk, and that creates just a breadth of amazing products that people can try that fit into this trend. So we see the dairy case being a great place for people to experience that global trend in this next year.
Rachel Kerr, she's the Vice President of Brand Marketing for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. You can see more on the 2025 research at wisconsindairy.org. And there's still time to register for the 2025 UW Ag Outlook Forum. It's going to be happening on Tuesday, January 21st. It's on campus, the UW Discovery Center, but it's also available online if you're interested in finding out what projections some of the experts are making on Trump 2.0 and what his administration will bring as far as opportunities and challenges for production agriculture. Just jump online and look for UW Ag Outlook Forum. We also have several links and story updates available at MidwestFarmReport.com. Just a quick snapshot on food news for a Tuesday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
It is cold out there again this morning with a wind chill hovering between minus 10 and minus 15. And we're going to keep that wind chill hovering either side of zero for a good chunk of the day. Sunshine, actual high 16 today, clear tonight, 4 above tomorrow. Sunny with a high of 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 13.
If you want to emasculate somebody, I've got suggestions for you. The next time you're at a birthday party with one of your guy friends and they bring the birthday cake out, after everybody finishes singing happy birthday, and right before he blows out the candles, you blow out the candles. He will be really upset, but he'll be embarrassed as to the reason that he's upset. And the reason is, because you stole his wish.
He stole my wish! I was going to wish for a Shetland pony!
An update on the close down of I-94, and that was at 142. It's open now. It's open to two lanes, and traffic is moving slow go on both sides due to an accident earlier. But both sides of I-94 are open now in Kenosha County. But it is slow go. I saw a picture on the traffic cam that Stewart sent, and boy, you wouldn't expect that at this hour of the morning. But just allow some extra, you know, time when you go to work or wherever you're traveling this morning in Kenosha County, okay? But the interstate is now open in both directions on I-94 at 142 in Kenosha County. Well, this is odd, but true. The National Archives is now looking for volunteers with an increasingly rare skill, reading cursive handwriting. Who knew that was rare, huh? Okay, that's what you say. It's 6:40. Here come the Beach Boys.
Wouldn't it be nice if we were older? Then we wouldn't have to wait so long. And wouldn't it be nice to live together in the kind of world where we belong? You know it's gonna make it that much better when we can say goodnight and stay. Wouldn't it be nice if we could wake up in the
Wouldn't it be nice? It's 6:42, local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN. Well, how about Neil Diamond, huh? Where is he? Ah, there he is. He's hiding somewhere. Okay, I-94 in Kenosha County open in both directions now, but it's slow go. It's only open in two lanes going northbound, and that's at 142 in Kenosha. Neil Diamond, you got to me. Local news, timeless hits, only here at WRJN.
Mama, she always told me it would happen. She never said that it would happen like this. Mama said some little girl will catch you napping. Some little girl will get to you with a kiss. You got to me, brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine. Slip through every girl's hands like water. Never was one who could ever tie me down. Straight ahead and steady as you brought down. Till you brought me tumbling to the ground. You got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say it, please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me.
You got control.
You got to me.
You got to me. You got to be mine. All right. Never thought I'd say it, please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine.
You got to me,
you got to me, girl.
You got to me.
All right, come on now.
Neil Diamond, you got to me. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN 645. We've got tickets to give away to Over the River and Through the Woods at the Racine Theater Guild. Do you want to win a pair? We have them in the next hour for you, the 7 o'clock hour here at WRJN. Hey, think you're due for a raise this year? How about a $25 a week raise? Well, you don't think it's enough, huh? Well, you won't after hearing this. The British royal family is getting a much-deserved $56 million a year raise this year. $56 million a year raise. I can't even say it. It doesn't roll off my lips. And $25 doesn't seem like a lot now, does it, huh?
I'll be alone each and every night. While you're away, don't forget to write.
Here we are,
baby, goodbye.
Saying goodbye at the stage.
Those are the happenings. See you in September. Local news, Tampa's hit to WRJN at 648. Looking for sunshine later today. Yeah, becoming sunny with a high near 17. Clear tonight, lows around 3. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 50, near 33. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to say 53. Sunny with a high near 33 tomorrow. It will be in the 40s, though, by Friday. Yeah. Currently, it's cloudy. It's 11 degrees at Radio Park. You're waking up to snow on the ground this morning in Racine. Snowed last night. Not a lot, just enough to annoy you this morning. 648, local news, timeless hits, WRJN, and someone at a Whataburger drive-thru in Florida paid for the person behind them in line. It started a pay-it-forward chain that kept going for, get this, 105 cars. Wow. By the right from 1964, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. And just to repeat, both sides of I-94 in Kenosha County are open now by 142. They're both open. There was an accident earlier causing a complete shutdown of the interstate, but it's now open. Traffic moving slow, though, in the area. It's time to get rid of your Christmas tree, right? You don't want to do what this person did. Someone in Texas tried to get rid of their Christmas tree by putting it in the fireplace. But the fire spread to the living room. They needed the fire department to put it out before the entire house burned down. You put it out on the curb. You don't stick it in your fireplace. You should know that. 652 WRJN. Here's Elvis.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, baby. Can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say, we can't go on until
That's Elvis. Would have been 90 years old this week. Elvis Presley's Suspicious Minds. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. From the archives, this happened back in 2021. A guy in San Francisco lost the password to get into his Bitcoin digital wallet. It was worth $234 million. After 10 wrong guesses, the password would be encrypted forever. So he had two guesses to go. He already tried eight times. He had two more to go, and then he would lose $234 million forever. Well, since Bitcoin is decentralized, I don't have this, you know, I lost my keys type of option on there. You either know your password or you're out of luck. Now, I did look this up yesterday when I was putting this together. I did look it up. And this happened in 2021, but the New York Times had an article in 2023. He still hadn't tried two more times, because if you try, you know, it does, you know, you lose everything. Here's what my suggestion would be. Go to a hypnotist and see if they can get the password out of you. Because at one time you must have known it. I can't believe the guy didn't write it down. At one time you must have known it. Go to a hypnotist and see if you can get the password. I mean, $234 million, you know, it's kind of worth a try, isn't it?
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
Bully, local news, tablet hits at WRJN. Hey, don't forget, check our podcasts at WRJN.com or the Civic Media app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. We have nearly 300 of our interviews on there at WRJN.com, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Check them out. Okay, almost 300 of them out there. And don't forget, coming up in the next hour, we've got tickets to give away to the Racine Theater Guild production going on right now. Over the river and through the woods. We've got the Friday night tickets for you coming up in the next hour right here. It's 7 o'clock.
Local music.